Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Josh Donaldson was suspended and fined by Major League Baseball for the comment towards Tim Anderson when he referred to him as Jackie Robinson. The benches clearing, bunch of different players getting into it on Saturday, and Josh admitted it. He said, yeah, I called him that. Major League Baseball with the statement. There is no dispute over what was said on the field. Regardless of Mr. Donaldson's intent, the comment he directed towards Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. In addition, Mr. Donaldson's remark was a contributing factor in a bench-clearing incident between the teams and warrants discipline. So they suspended Josh. I do have to admit, when I heard Major League Baseball is like looking into this, I rolled my eyes. I was like, for what? Well, he didn't use a racial slur or anything. He admitted he was referring to a 2019 interview where Tim Anderson referred to himself as Jackie Robinson. And Donaldson says, I got to hear, well, it's too late now, but I'm dying to hear from Tim Anderson whether this was a running joke in the past and what his reaction was to it back in the day. That's what Donaldson said. So this isn't the first time I made this joke. Now, Anderson is basically saying, we're not friends. We're not tight. He certainly didn't look like he reacted positively towards an old joke that they continued to bring up. But baseball suspending Josh Donaldson for a game over this.
Honestly, the game... suspending him for a game is probably more insulting than not suspending him at all. One game, I don't think he should be. I didn't think this was warranting of a suspension, but one game is a non-suspension in baseball. It's
what do you mean? Why?
Because
it's a game suspension.
There's nothing to it. It's like, you know, it's not even worth it. The guys get a day off a week anyway. You know, like that's not,
this is baseball saying, you know, we're punishing you. If they didn't suspend him, then that they're saying this isn't a punishable offense.
To me, it's baseball saying we don't really think this is warranted of a suspension, but we're not going down that road where it makes it look like we don't care about somebody maybe saying something that was offensive.
Yeah.
So to me, this is like,
I just think baseball was going to do everything to protect Jackie Robinson's name. I was rolling my eyes when you were talking to me about negotiations to get it done before Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what? That shouldn't factor in. Like, is it a good deal or is it not between the union and the players? And you kept bringing it up. Well, Jackie Robinson Day is coming up. Jackie Robinson Day. And I'm like, okay. And then that stuck in my mind a little bit. And I'm like, they were going to do everything to protect that legend, you know, that's the shield for them.
Yeah,
it really is. Jackie Robinson is the shield that the NFL always refers to.
This is, and I'll give you examples. There's 17.
But I agree. This is not, I want to be clear. This is not suspension worthy, in my opinion.
No.
And I give credit to Stephen A. Smith, who said, guys, this isn't racist. It's not. He said he didn't see any racial intent, and he wanted to hear from Tim Anderson whether this had been a previous joke, and if the joke had been made, why a fight didn't take place then.
Right. Yeah, no, I
still think Josh Donaldson is a douchebag. It was bad. It was bad judgment, or maybe Anderson, you know, he broke the code, and they had been joking about this in the past, and he decided to finally vocalize it and make it public, and Josh was like, dude. Like Troy said yesterday, we all have jokes amongst each other that if we repeat it on the air, we're fired.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You're gone. Absolutely. You're canceled. Mm-hmm. And if you go ahead and one day say, let me read you this text from Sean from 3 years ago, about this insensitive subject, or let me read this insensitive text, you would be breaking the code.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, I thought this was, you know, Tim Anderson made the reference. Josh is busting his balls. He shouldn't have gone there. You know, you leave Jackie's name out of your mouth. That's just, it's kind of, you don't joke about Jackie. But, you know, there's 17 NFL games. There's 162 Major League Baseball games. This is the equivalent of suspending a guy for a series. You see coaches do it all the time. He's sitting out the first, there's about 10 series in an NFL game. He's sitting out the first series. That's what this is the equivalent of. It's a non-suspension. It's a day off. That's what this is. It's a day off. It's Major League Baseball not wanting to go down the road where they make it look like they don't care about this, but also not really wanting to go down the road, making it look like this was a big deal.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just thought this is like, oh, you get like one game, that's what they're going to do?
Yeah, I mean, that's why this topic has a lot of people kind of going, oh, come on. Like we're like Paul O'Neill, the Yankees great, who, by the way, is going to have his number retired in August at Yankee Stadium. He was supposed to be on yesterday, WFAN in New York. Now, Paul O'Neill.
What is this, the Cowboys Ring of Honor? Wait 20 years until someone is done playing to put Paul O'Neill in?
Exactly. So they're putting him in. But anyway, he was supposed to be on The Fan in New York yesterday because he calls Yankee games for Yes Network. And right before he goes on with Brandon Tierney and Tiki, he's like, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about that Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson thing. They're like, okay, well, we're going to cancel the interview. So they canceled the interview.
Whoa.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like I said, some people are finding this kind of like a, really? Like, really? Yeah,
and the Yankees as a team have like, not really stood behind Donaldson on this. He shouldn't have said it. Judge and Boone, and I mean, everybody's basically said he shouldn't have gone there. So they're not really standing behind. Plus, I don't think they like him anyway.
They don't like who?
I know Gerrit Cole hates Josh. They don't get along. Like, they don't get along at all. So I wonder how many people actually like Josh on the roster. But they're not really standing behind him at all.
Wow. I'm reading your boy BT is sitting there saying Paul O'Neill is on hold to promote a book, and he doesn't want to talk about this. And I mean, this is an old Dan Patrick radio rule. If you're going to give me instructions on what I can and can't talk about, we can't do the interview. Sorry. So good for Tierney and Tiki doing this, I think.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, was this O'Neill that said it? Was the Yes Network that told him, hey, don't talk about this, you know, because they're owned by the team?
This is what, I know everyone thinks, you know, well, not everyone, a few loser trolls think that we read off a script that Jerry Jones sends
no,
us.
No, it's an email. But, remember?
That's right, it's an email.
So when it has come to that, and you know, I put our bosses in an uncomfortable position, if it's like the fourth week in a row we're going to ask about the anthem, if it's the fourth week in a row we're going to ask about COVID protocols, if it's the fourth week in a row we're going to ask about something really, really controversial like Kaepernick, then we'll say, okay, we asked about it. You come on twice a week, once with us, once with one of the other shows. Okay, we've covered the subject enough. But they know in Frisco, and they've totally been cool with it, the first time the story comes out, we have to ask you about it. And I always tell them, if you don't want to answer it, all you have to do is come on and say, guys, I respect the question. I don't want to address it right now, and I'm not going to go into further detail. That's all you have to say. But we have to ask the question.
Well, just shut up and let me answer.
Otherwise, we lose all credibility. Like, the subject is out there. It's obvious. It's blatant. People are wondering what the answer is to it. All you have to do is come on and say, I don't want to talk about that. No comment. And that's what Paul O'Neill should have done. Paul O'Neill should have come on and said, guys, I'm uncomfortable with it. Given some non-answer, and then went on to talk about his book.
Should have. Absolutely. You know, give as much as you're willing to give. Say as much as you're willing to say about it without actually, you know, going down to the area where you're not comfortable.
Now, yesterday, the fan text was kind of defending Josh Donaldson, saying this was an overreaction. Is it the same exact thing after the news came out that he was suspended?
Let's see. They are saying this is some, you know, sacred. This is some scared nonsense. Mm. Let's see. This is such trash. He compared himself to Robinson. Donaldson was clowning him. Joe Kelly was given 8 games for making a frowny, sad face at Carlos Correa.
I don't remember that.
That was when he did the
kissy face. Yeah, when he walked off the mound. He had that sad face, and that started like the little brouhaha between them. Yeah.
That was eight games.
Yeah. This is not a suspension. It's a day off. This is like punishing the farmer by taking one plant.
Donaldson is on the COVID list, by the way. He got put on there yesterday.
He wasn't going to play anyway. There you go. You know, let's see. People, you can't say anything anymore, or you can't joke about anything anymore, I guess, what they're saying. So most people are defending Donaldson. I haven't really seen much that wasn't, other than the MLB suspensions are inconsistent with the Joe Kelly game, which is true.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.